Remarks of the President, Gerber, California, 3 October 1952.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm certainly glad to be here this afternoon in Gerber. You're certainly most cordial, and I appreciate it very much. By now, there's no secret about why I'm out here. I'm campaigning for the Democratic ticket. It seems to give a lot of people the jitters, too. The President of the United States has 5 jobs, any one of which is a full-time job for most people. I'm out here in my job as leader of the Democratic Party, because I believe that the future peace and prosperity of this great country depend on the election of Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman and the whole Democratic ticket. Now, one of the newspaper men along on this trip has heard so much about my 5 jobs as president that I hear he wrote a little piece for his paper saying President Truman keeps talking about all the time about the 5 jobs for himself and the 62 million jobs for the rest of the American people. I like that description because that's just what the Democrats have done in the last 20 years. We've brought jobs to 62 million people. In the past 7 years, the Democratic administration has brought more prosperity to the average man than in any period in the history of the country. Take railroad workers, for example. In 1945, the average straight-time hourly rate of railroad employees was about 93 cents. Under an increase effective October 1st, 1952, that income would be about $1.86 an hour, an increase of exactly 100%. The gains which railroad workers have made and the gains which all the people have made did not come about by accident. They came about because you had a government that worked for the welfare of the people. You could lose them if you get a government that didn't care anything about the people. I have here a copy of the Wall Street Journal, which I don't read very often, but I just happened to see this. And it had something in it in which you'd be interested. This is dated May 26, 1952, and it's a headline which says, Mr. Taft has some ideas. I expect he has. And they'll wreck the country if you give him a chance to carry him out. I can tell you that. This article in the Wall Street Journal tells about Senator Taft's plans to crack down on labor unions if the Republicans get into power. The article talks about how Senator Taft wants to put more teeth in the Taft-Hartley Act. You may not think this will affect you, but I'll say this to you. If the Republicans get into power, they'll crack down on everybody except the special interests that put them into power. Keep these things in mind when you go to the polls next November. Weigh the record carefully. Vote for the party that's the party of the people, the party that has made the country prosperous over the last 20 years, the party that pulled us out of the greatest depression in the history of the world, the party that's kept the thing on an even keel. The economy of this country was never in a more balanced condition. The farmer is prosperous. The laboring man is receiving good wages. The small businessman and the big businessman are making fantastic profits. And they squawk to beat the band about taxes, but how in the world could they squawk about it when 20 years ago they didn't even have the income to pay the taxes? Now when they have the income to pay the taxes, they won't quarrel about it. And they still have more money left than they ever had in the history of the world. Now you go to polls on the 4th of November and vote for your own interests. Vote the Democratic ticket and put Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman in the White House and the country will be safe for another 4 years. Thank you a lot.